024, Hilchos Bichtzot Torah, Sunday night. Okay, we continue. Sunday night of Zion. Sifil Aleph. Shinas Keva Beyom Al Mitasa. Havi Hefsik. The Yeshom and the Lo Havi Hefsik. The Chenoag.
In other words, if it's on the couch.
So that's, you see, it's interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch Havi Hefsik is from the Rosh. Right? You look in the Ber Hagola, Tur Vishem Shulas Ovid for Rosh. The Rosh and the Tshuva, he has two extremes. He goes one extreme to the other. But he says, someone who every day is rogil to go to bed in the daytime and to sleep. That's how he puts it. A rogil lishkav al mitasa b'chol yom. He goes to bed every day. Like that. That's really kvar. That's kvias. Now we're used to thinking of Shinas Haroi a certain amount of time. Through the Shinas Haroi and Shinas Pak comes up, it pops up in various areas in Halacha. And it's never that clear how to be Magdir them. The Shita Nishmi that we have in Sivdalid of sleeping the Yom, you should try to avoid it. And Dovid HaMelech didn't even do it by night. Shita Nishmi. So that's where the half hour comes from. But it's not so clear at all why the shear of half hour is really has become like the de facto standard for Shinas Keva. Doesn't really say other Rabbah, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem Dalet, when he's talking about wearing tefillin and sleeping Shinas Haroi and Shinas Kva, has a much, much less, has like 3 minutes or something like that. So it could be different. Halachas have different gedorim. A component, the Rosh, that the Mechaber takes his din from, that it's not a hefsik, that it is a hefsik, the Rosh says he goes to sleep every day in bed. But he goes to sleep like, ben asmana, ben asdorim. He goes to sleep every day in bed. So that's a shinas kva, and that's a hefsik, and you have to make birchas Torah when you get up. But if you always are rugged, if you always doze off when you're sitting or on your shoulders, you know what it's like. That's a shinas haroi, although have the hefsik. So the Rosh really defines kvan haroi l'gabi birchas haTorah. It's like, first of all, he says two extremes. What happens if you take a nap one day and it's not usual, but you go to bed? I think for the Rosh Hashanah, well, that's haroi. I think like I mean, birchas haTorah, you're talking about like hesach hadas and such matters or hefsik. The Rosh, like, really, I don't know. Here's the Rosh. This is where it's taken from. Here's the Rosh. That's how he says it. Go to sleep every day in bed. That's a shinas kva. And really, the Mechaber reflects that. He doesn't say, he says, Shinas Keva Bayom Al Mitoso Havi Hefsik. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe that's why it's a good, the common custom of not making Birchas HaTorah is really more Oiskahalten than we think. Because really, unless a person does it every day, then it would be a Chiddush. V'cheinu Agu, not to make a new Birchas HaTorah, not to consider it a Hefsik. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's really proper, yes, to make a bracha. So all these poskim hold you could make the sotar when you wake up. The question is, what's called the shinas keva? You want to follow these achrayim, these polskim, and make Birchas HaTorah when you get up. So the Mishnah Berurah ends up saying, so the Mishnah Berurah tones it down to low hifsid. The other poiskim, tovolo bracha, it's a commendable thing to do. Mishnah Berurah tones it down to low hifsid. I think common custom is not to make a bracha, I believe. I don't know. But I don't know what Shina's klam means. Certainly, I would paskin if a person, I think even the Mishnah Berurah would be maskin. If a person works at night and sleeps a day, so he should make, he should make Bichsotayrum if he gets up from his daytime sleep. That's his sleep. That's the Exupa Keva. I don't know, the Lashon HaRosh is funny. It's like every he takes a nap every day. So what happens if it's not every day? To me, it's mashma from the Rosh, that's dafka. So what's bottom line? Bottom line is that the common custom is not to make a bracha. It's suggested by the poskim that if you're going to be learning at night, that you have in mind by Avos Olam. I mean, there's a lot of hours between the year afternoon nap and Avos Olam. But Lamaisa, I don't know, do you know anybody that makes a bracha? When I was in Lakewood, the guy, the briskers made a bracha. I don't know if it's not an Indian of a chumer by something problems. My impression is that the common custom is very much not to make a bracha. And even though the Mishnah Berurah says I'm a Baruch Lo Hifsid, people do not do it. And maybe it's with good reason. Because the Rosh is mashma only like a real keva of Rogil and Bimitoso. So that's what I have to say about it. So I think it's a good minute not to. If you do it every day, only Toso, like the Rosh says. So that's when you can have the Machloikas and the Lo Hifsid. But if it's taka just Ashina's kva by virtue of the amount of time you slept, it doesn't sound like that's the deal here. It doesn't sound like that's the issue of time. Let me just take a quick look at the Gra and see if he adds anything.
It should also matter if you change your clothes to the sleeping clothes as opposed to regular clothes.
Some are afraid to talk about it, but I don't see it reflected in the Rosh or in the Beis Yosef. You know, if you put on pajamas.
Right.
But if you really hit the sack. You can't follow all these letters. Brackets. Relations. Okay, bottom line is, I don't know, we don't make a bracha, and I think it's with very good reason, when you look at the source of the din. Logically, why should Shinas, if you can go with our own logic, you know, if we don't consider everything we do during the day, and we don't consider Beis HaMerchetz or Beis HaKisei a hefsek, even though you're not allowed to learn in the Beis HaMerchetz or Beis HaKisei, and we don't consider our whole Asokim during the day to be Hesach Hadas, I don't really see that we should treat Shinas Keva any differently. There's an added smach for not making a bracha. There's a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even sleeping at night does not require a new Birchas HaTorah when you wake up. You make a Birchas HaTorah as part of the Sidur of Birchas HaShachar. Rabbeinu Tam holds you wake up 4 in the morning. We do not pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds you go to sleep and you wake up 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and it's still nighttime. Rabbeinu Tam holds you learn and you don't make Birchas HaTorah. You don't have to make Birchas HaTorah yet. Sleeping is not a hefsek, even sleeping at night. Birchas HaTorah was instituted as part of Birchas HaShachar, he says. And that's it, so you make one a day. Now, it could be by Rabbeinu Tam you'll have the problem of Alos HaShachar when you've stayed up all night. That becomes a problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the morning, it's Alos HaShachar, and we'll see that in the next sif. because it's a new day. What? Oh, yeah, that's what I mean by a problem. That's only a minutah. We don't pass them like that. But Al Kaponim, what I want to take out of Rabbeinu Tam, even though we don't pass them like that, is that Rabbeinu Tam even holds like that by Shinas Baba Laila. Like your regular sleep, he holds, is not a hefsik for Pichasa Torah. And all of this is the same svaras we saw by Beis Hakisei, and the same svaras we saw about your going about your business during the day, when the poskim delicately say that you always have in mind to go back to learn. And what about if that's not the case? So we say that the mitzvah, the taz, we go with the taz, not like the Magen Avraham, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is always ongoing, is always there, it's ever present, and there's no, like, there's no such thing as hefsek or hesek hadas when it comes to learning Torah. So we'll use that for here also. That's the bottom line, that I'm very comfortable telling people, especially after seeing the Tumas HaRosh, very comfortable telling people that they should not change the V'cheinu of the Mechaber, and they shouldn't make a bracha. Okay, Sif Yud Beis. Afim Lamed Belayla. Let's say you're learning at night, so the Mechaber says a funny thing. He says, you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah when it's nightfall, because, so he doesn't say because, like, why in the world should you? There's been no hefsek. There's been no hefsek hadas. Why in the world should you? He says, because halaylo ilachachar ayom shavar. Because for many types of things, we look at the day, obviously we know from shkia to shkia, but for many things we look at the day from morning to night. That's the day. So here, the day for Birkas HaTorah is morning to night. So the morning goes into the night. So you don't have to make a new Birkas HaTorah when nighttime falls. But if you read the Mechaber, and then someone asks you, so what about if you stayed up all night, and by Alos HaShachar, you'd say, well, you of course have to make a bracha. It's almost befeirish from the Mechaber, that the reason you don't have to at night is because halayla ha'ilachachar ayom. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah about that. But for the Mechaber, it's definitely mashma, that if you stay up all night, comes the morning, you have to make Birkas HaShachar, Birkas HaTorah. Halayla ha'ilachachar ayom she'avar. The night is part of the day, because we're talking about the waking day. The waking day is from morning to night. So he doesn't have to make a new bracha as long as he doesn't sleep. It's mashma, if he sleeps at night, he has to make a Birkas HaTorah when he wakes up. So what's the difference? Let's say you go to sleep at night, you sleep for 2 hours, an hour. Then you wake up and you want to learn. So there's a big problem. Is that any different than a nap in the day? Just because it's at night, but it's not your night sleep. Problem. So from the Mechaber would be mashma. So if Shinas Kva Bayom is not a hefsek with the minig, so what about a Shinas Laila, but it's not your nighttime sleep?
What makes it not your nighttime sleep?
You plan on, you know, in the winter. You can go to sleep for an hour, you get refreshed, you stay up till 12, 1 o'clock, and then you have your nighttime sleep till 6 in the morning. We'll see. We'll go through the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll pass in all these scenarios. Mitzvah Shem. Sifkat and Chavav. When you're learning at night, I don't believe it. She'avar, she'kozman, she'huneyor, as long as you're up, mutul olav lilmol kozman she'esh lo p'nai. The unit of time in which you're mechuyev to learn, and maybe it's meduyik in the pasuk, yuhisubo yom v'layla. The unit of time is the waking day. That's when you have to learn as much as you can. In your waking day, from when you get up till you go to sleep. As we learned in previous season. So, you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah because man shelo yishan, but shelo yishinas kva. Avol, im yoshen shinas kva al mitoso, afilu betchilos halaylo, meaning before chatzos. What does chatzos have to do with anything? Because you can make Birkas HaShachar once you wake up after chatzos. It's a shtickle alpi Kabbalah, that after Chatzos is already the new day. I know it sounds goyish, but alpi Kabbalah also, after Chatzos is sort of the new day, and before Chatzos is not really. If you learn Zvachin by the Eivorim, Shenechlu, there's also a chilek before Chatzos and after Chatzos. It's a meaningful period of time. So upon him, the Mishnah Berurah here, when he says Afilu B'tchilas Halayla, he means before Chatzos. That's his point. So he says, from the Mechaberich Machma, if you sleep, Shinas Kva Al Mitoso, Halayla, even B'tchilas Halayla, Choshev Hetzek, Ba'afilu HaYeshomim Shebeshif Yudalev. There's a Chiddush, even the Yeshomim, that if you did it during the day. But logically, you would say, what's the difference if I napped for an hour in the day, or I napped for an hour at night? So the Mishnah Berurah says, there is a chilek. Now, he doesn't say that the guy's going to go to sleep again. So maybe he's talking, it's your night's sleep, and now you're going to stay up. So that would explain it. The chilek between the Shinas Kva Al Mitoso Balayla and Bayom is easily explained if that's your night's sleep. So your neshama left you, like Hashem knows. So your neshama left you and it came back. So then it's understandable. But if he plans on going back to sleep again, and he napped for an hour at night, which is not uncommon, whether the Mechaber would hold, and the Mishnah Berurah, that here everybody's mode that you have to make Brichas HaTorah, not at all clear, and definitely the thing to do in such a case is to daven Ma'arav and be Mechaving by Avos Olam, Brichas HaTorah. So that's problematic. Sleeping Ashinas Kva in the day, so we're paskening no Brichas HaTorah. But apparently sleeping Ashinas Kva at night is heavier, more of a hefsek prone thing. And even if the Mishnah Berurah means that it's your night's sleep, but it's not clear, even if it's not your night's sleep. So then really, really you should see to it to be yoytzer with Ava Rabba. Even, I would even say, Ava Soilam.
Yeah. You say that by definition, if you take a nap at night and it's not your night's sleep, that's not a
Shinas Kva. Well, I'd say it's a Shinas Kva, but it's the same as a Shinas Kva. If you divide Shinas Kva as being only Tosa, and it's more than a half hour, let's throw that into the mix. So then the problem with the Mishnah Berurah would seem to be, well, why should the night be different than the day? So I'm saying maybe the Mishnah Berurah means he's not going back to sleep. That would explain it. But again, if you take a nap at night in bed, then you really must make sure to have be mechaven by Avos Olam by Ma'ariv for Brichas HaTorah. You already daven, it's a problem. Meanwhile, I paskin me sofek not. Meanwhile, I paskin me sofek not. But you're really pushing the sofek brachas. Maybe be yotzei from someone else that didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. L'chayra, someone could be mitzvah and have a rabba. We didn't have it for Feirish. And I saw some achronim suggest perhaps not. Perhaps the quasi Birchas HaTorah that Ava Rabba is, maybe someone can't be motzi you in it. I saw some achronim suggest. But since I didn't see a good reason why not, so I'll assume they can be motzi you. If you hear someone making Ava Rabba and he has a mind to be motzi you with the Birchas HaTorah aspect of it.
It's sure better than nothing.
What?
It's sure better than nothing.
Okay. Now the next problem. The implication of the Mechaber is that when you're next problem. The implication of the Mechaber is that if you're up all night, you make a Brichas HaTorah when it's morning. Because the Mechaber says the whole reason you don't make a Brichas HaTorah when the night falls is because the Laila is a Chachar Hayom. So then, if you stayed up the whole night, then you have to make a new Brach in the morning. So the Mishnah Berurah says now, Vimhoyanir kolalaila, Yeshomim de'ain tzorech levarech baboker, Vyeshomim tzorech levarech. That's certainly the implication of the Mechaber. Ki kovu chachomim brocha zu b'chol yoin, dum yudushor brichas hashachar. But the Mishnah Berurah praskin sofik brochas lahokel. I don't know what's the tzad. The tzad is we only go with hefsek. We demand hefsek, not like the makabel. The reason you don't so we need a hefsek. So if you don't have a hefsek, maybe you don't have to make brichas haTorah. Achemef shalom, and this is what we do every Shavuos morning, even though we don't do it at Alois HaShachar, we're not that careful, but really, theoretically, we should. Theoretically, as soon as we hit Alois HaShachar, we should look for someone that slept, and he should make brichas haTorah for everyone. We don't, because, we don't. No, I'm talking about that half hour till when people are still learning. Shavuos morning. Oh, if you had a mind the night before. Yeah, we once announced that.
Everybody almost pitched in the day before.
Yeah. We once, and the Konami, that's the eighth of Shavuos morning. Anyway, here, if you're in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're the small big for Torah Miacher. The Yomelo, sometimes you're up all night, you didn't know about it the night before, Myron. So you should be yaitzu with someone else. The yomer l'shiyachav l'tziyah b'abrachos. Who yachav in lotzis the yomer amen. The yomer achakach is a psukim k'day shei nefshav l'tziyah b'limud. Or yachav in lotzis b'birkos av a rabba his own. The yomer taketh ma'at achashi yisayim tfiloso. Yeah, but that doesn't tell you what to do in the period of time, from alos hashach until when you start davening. So we have all these scenarios, and it usually ends up something bracha. The paskening shinas kvabi yom not. The paskening at night, certainly you don't have to make a new brichas haTorah. The paskening in the morning, it's a shaila, and therefore you don't make brichas haTorah. If you go to sleep at night, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to make a bracha brichas haTorah when you wake up. But I'm adding that the Mishnah Berurah could very well be talking about when that's your night's sleep. And if you just take a nap at night, it's still not clear to me that it's different than a nap during the day.
But if you take a nap, let's say Shavuos night, you lie down on your couch at 11 o'clock at night for an hour, you get up, and you come to sleep.
That's the problem we're talking about.
That is your night's sleep.
Oh.
But you're not going to sleep again.
No, that's for sure.
That's your night's sleep? Yeah, you should
but
make
it was
this
a nap.
There's no such thing as a nap. You mean it wasn't in bed? Was that your
couch.
Point? I don't know. It seems, I don't know what to say. I would say in Sfari you have to make Brichas haTorah. But the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah make Al Mitoso like they make a thing out of it. I know the Poskim don't make a thing out of it. They really go with the half hour, like benchmark, as dividing Shinas HaRoi from Shinas HaKvah. I'd say in that case, look, you can't go wrong. You'll follow, at the very least, you'll follow the Mishnah Berurah. And that says Hamabarak lo hitsit. I mean, maybe he's only talking about Shinas Kfal Mitoso. If you take Al Mitoso seriously, then you have a problem. The Achrayim don't, though. The Achrayim that I saw, the contemporary Poskim, they don't make, maybe they know that in modern day lifestyle, people sleep whenever they can. Who sleeps Al Mitoso? I sleep half the time, the whole night, not Al Mitoso. I just fall asleep on the couch. That's where the air conditioner is. Okay, so that, but that would be the biggest problem, and also the morning after you've been up all night, you should hear Brichas haTorah as soon as possible from someone that slept. Oh, now there's a famous case. The Amoyi Yoshim B'Yom Shinas Kval Mitoso Ubalayla Shel Achrav Hayim Neir Kol Alayla. So then Reb Kivega Faskins. So that's really most people Shavuos night. Really have this Eitzah. They slept the day before Shinas Kvah, and now they stayed up a whole night. So Pasuk Agon and Bekiva Eger, the Bezer Lekuli Al Metzorach Lavarech Mavog and Bechas HaTorah. Why? Because now you have a Monav Shach. If you follow the rules of Hefsik and that, so you have to make after the Shinas Kvah. And if you look at it as a Bechas HaShachar, so anyway you have to make Bechas HaTorah without a Hefsik. It's not a perfect monoshach, by the way. There's makom to be chaylik of kiveger in the achronim, because many achronim would look at shinas kva bayom as not a hefsik. Just like beis hakisa is not a hefsik. And just like going to work for 8 hours is not called hesach hadas, so shinas kva bayom is also not a hefsik. That's where the monoshach of kiveger would break down. That you need a hefsik. A real proper hefsek, and a shina belayla is a hefsek, not a shina b'yom. Now the Gnegar is assuming the two tzdodim are either treated like Birchas HaShachar, or even Shinas Kva B'Yom is a Hefzer. And that's your Suffolk. But really the Achronim, most Achronim, many Achronim, have a third side, that things just aren't a Hefzer when they come to Birchas HaTorah, except for Shina B'Laila. What? But there's no more Monav Shach if what I said is true.
But
the
passing
them. Who? The Mizugur. You bring that up. Okay, I'm saying it's not a perfect Mimon of Shach.
Achav even says it before. She says, V'yesh Orm in the law of Yehefzim.
Now that's...
talking about the Shinas Kvab Yom Mitos of Hav Yehefzim.
Yes,
that's right. The law of Yehefzim. It's not V'yesh Orm that it's part of Brachas Shach, that's why I have to make once a day.
No, it's like the name. What is the
Yehefzim? Yehefzim for Falpul does that. Bottom line is... that if you want to be Sinuch on the Kivega, you certainly could. Our minig again is not to. Our minig is either we're Yotzi with someone making Mitzvotor for everyone. People are not Sinuch on the Kivega. That's not the common custom. People run to listen to someone making Mitzvotor, or they're machaving by Abba Salem of the night before. Of the night.
That's why,
by the way, according
to. That's why they're not.
Lamaizim Kivega is not used.
Because they use the
Abbasoylum,
that's why they can't use
the Yeah, right. So he's not used. I'm talking Kachamudvar, you know.
I'm merely pointing out
the chink in the Mon of Shechem Kiveger, and the Maishem Kiveger, I'm not aware that it's commonly used. People run around, they're either the Mechavim by their own Avarabu, when people are up all night, even if they slept the day before. They're either mechavan in their own avarabah when they daven, or they are yotze b'chzat Torah from someone else. Okay, that's all. Good. Let's stop here. These are inyanim, by the way, Rabosa, you know, these are inyanim that you can learn, and these are sugyas, you know, and these are all sugyas, and there's groas, and there's kivegas, and there's rishonim, and there's brachas, the Russian brachas. We're really not doing it justice now, if you realize. I'm giving you like a very quick synopsis, an overview, and an opinion thrown out here and there. These are major, major sugyas. Okay.